Dear brothers and sisters, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In our Gospel and in the Old Testament reading today, we hear a little bit about what it meant for John the Baptist, who would be preparing the way, who would be getting us ready for the arrival of Jesus, our Savior, and of his ministry. John had many important things to remind the people of in that day, to prepare them for the big day, when it wasn't just going to be the stories that the prophets were telling about this Messiah, this Jesus who was going to be coming into the world, but that these stories would now become real for all the people. But the world at that time, when John was walking around, was a confusing place, and it was a confusing time. The people in that place and in that area were already afraid of what was happening in their world around them. Things were not safe for everyone. The people were under the rule of leaders who were frightened of some of the prophecies of the prophets long ago, as well as people like John the Baptist. They told of a king who was coming who would rule all the world and would turn the tables upside down. A king who would rain righteousness and justice upon the people. They told of the prophecies of a prince who was not a mighty warrior, but a prince of peace, a mighty counselor of justice and hope and love. The human rulers who felt threatened would try to stop these voices, the voices of the prophets, the voices and the actions of John himself and of all others who went against what they were trying to say and to do.
Right here in our midst. Hello, St. John.
Prepare yourself. Prepare your hearts. Prepare the way of the Lord.
Oh, goodness. You seem to be very serious about your message there. Prepare, prepare, prepare. I guess we should be working hard to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus?
Yes. Sorry about that. I have to remind people a lot. I want them to know because sometimes we forget, so we have to remember every single day.
You are so right, John. We definitely need to be reminded of what it means to be preparing ourselves, especially at this time of year. We're preparing for so many things at this time of year. We're decorating our homes, we're trimming our trees, we're baking lots of cookies, we're buying presents. Maybe we're cleaning, and sometimes we forget that we need to be preparing ourselves for Jesus.
Yes, it is true. So, this Jesus, he was such a good guy. He caused a lot of trouble back in the day. Good trouble, of course, but still, nonetheless, trouble.
That is true from what I have heard. You two sort of were around at the same time. You were connected a little bit and maybe even related?
Yes, we were. We go way back to the angels visiting our families. My mom, Elizabeth, was, not to be offensive, but still, really old when I was born. And my dad was a priest in the temple. He could not believe that they would have children, the two of them. And, well, now here I am. At the same time, the angel would visit Mary and Joseph. They wanted to let them know that they would have the baby Messiah.
Wow! That's amazing to think of both of your families, your parents, Jesus' parents, both being visited by angels, both being told of these miraculous births, and your mother, Elizabeth, and Mary were somehow related, right?
Yes. That is correct.
Wow, that's amazing. And if I remember correctly from my Sunday school days, the Bible tells us that you and Jesus, when you were inside your mom's wombs, when those two women greeted each other, the two of you leapt for joy.
Yes. Well, I never really got to spend time with him growing up, though. As a prophet, I like to spend a lot of time by myself in the desert, listening to God.
By yourself? In the desert? Well, that's a little odd sounding.
Yes, well, you see, I am an odd person. Camel hair clothes, eating locusts and honey. going against the rulers of the day, baptizing people in the River of Jordan, and telling them to be good people, and now, and know that God is love.
Oh, okay, so you're a little odd, but you weren't really one of those scary prophets like Isaiah or Ezekiel who went around going doom and gloom and death and destruction.
Oh, no. But I still was a sort of scary prophet. I mean, God still had a message that people had to know, that they needed to prepare themselves for Jesus.
Good point. Sometimes I wonder, even today, what that really means, though, preparing ourselves for Jesus. I doubt that preparing myself for Jesus has anything to do with me trying to stay up until midnight earlier this week making 6 dozen Christmas cookies, right?
No, it means look at how you treat others and ask yourself, are you being kind? Are you caring for others? Are you lifting up the unwealthy, feeding the hungry, loving the outcast? Those are all some of the ways that we prepare the way for Jesus.
That sounds so beautiful, so ideal, how we should be living every single day.
It does now. Back in my day, though, I was arrested. The King Herod cut off my head for talking like that, for spreading the good news.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry, John. I had sort of forgotten about that part.
Yes, but sadly, the world had some mean rulers who were too afraid to be kind to their people. That's why Jesus came, to show us what it means to love others.
Yes, you're so right. Even when people were being terrible to each other, Jesus always showed love and compassion to point us in the right direction. We are so blessed that the angels came to Elizabeth and Zechariah, to Mary and Joseph, who prepared the way for you so that you could do your job to prepare the way for Jesus, so that Jesus could show us how to prepare our hearts every single day to bring God's peace and joy.
Yes. Prepare the way for the Lord and prepare the world for our God.
See you, John. As we are in this season, as it gets closer and closer, only 9 days away from the actual day of Christmas, as our lives are so busy, as we are preparing so many things around our homes and within our hearts, trying to get everything just right for those whom we love, let us also remember to prepare ourselves for Jesus, to reach out to this world in justice and in compassion, to be merciful and loving and kind to all those. Let us remember the words and the actions of John the Baptist, who, though yes, indeed a little bit odd, never gave up in preparing the way for Jesus, who even though was imprisoned, always reached out to his followers and to those who were asking questions about Jesus, who did not ever turn away from sharing the good news. May we too find peace in our hearts and peace in our homes, and may we be a light at this time of year, preparing ourselves and preparing others for the joy and the rejoicing that comes through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.